From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Top-ranking U.S. general says he would not recommend buffer and no-fly zones in Syria, where people fleeing their homes can be protected from air attacks by Syrian government forces. General Lloyd Austin, head of the U.S. Central Command, told the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday a ground force would be needed to protect the refugees, but that such a force is not available at this time. "This is a horrible tragedy," the general said. "We would hope, as these refugees continue to be disadvantaged, that we see more countries joining in to assist." The Syrian conflict, which began in March 2011 as peaceful protests before being met by a harsh crackdown, spiraling into a multi-party civil war, has forced half of all Syrians from their homes. Yemeni government spokesman says Yemen's cabinet has returned to the country after months spent in self-imposed exile in Saudi Arabia. The spokesman said on Wednesday the cabinet ministers will work out of the southern port city of Aden with the goal of restoring stability to the country. There was no indication that President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi was set to return. He fled Yemen earlier this year. No drones will be allowed in New York, Washington, or Philadelphia later this month when Pope Francis visits the faithful in those cities. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration announced that all unmanned aircraft will be prohibited in those places, as well as their surrounding communities, from September 22nd through the 27th. Those areas have been designated as no-drone zones. In addition to stops at Congress, the White House, and UN headquarters, the Pope will lead Mass in all three cities, including an outdoor Mass in Philadelphia, with about 2 million worshipers expected to attend. This is VOA News. Living spaces and office buildings continue to sprout up all over Nigeria to meet the needs of a growing population. But many of these structures are built with no oversight of substandard materials, leading to collapses that experts say could be avoided. Chris Stein reports from Lagos.
Nearly a year to the day after a large dormitory under construction collapsed in a Lagos suburb, another building collapse claimed lives in Nigeria. This time it was an Islamic school in the village of Bukuru in north-central Plateau State. Six people were killed, five of them children. It was raining, and the roof of the two-story school fell on students studying inside. A local leader, Bala Muhammad, told VOA that though villagers were aware that the building was structurally unsound, there was no other school in the area. Experts say substandard materials and shoddy oversight have led to numerous building collapses in Africa's most populous country. Since the dormitory collapsed last September, Farron Loy says five buildings in his area have partially collapsed. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
Soldiers with Burkina Faso's presidential guard have detained the country's interim prime minister and president. Military sources told VOA's French to Africa service that soldiers broke into a council of ministers meeting in the capital Ouagadougou and arrested President Michel Kafando, Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida, and other members of the government. Reuters news agency quotes a senior military source as saying the soldiers made no immediate demands. The incident comes less than a month before Burkina Faso holds presidential and parliamentary elections. The International Olympic Committee has announced five finalists to hold the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. The four European cities of Budapest, Hamburg, Paris, and Rome, and the U.S. West Coast city of Los Angeles. The IOC made its announcement soon after the midnight Tuesday deadline for contenders. IOC President Thomas Bach called the finalists outstanding cities and predicted the race will be strong and fascinating. The final decision is to be announced in 2017. Billionaire real estate titan Donald Trump will be at center stage Wednesday during the second U.S. Republican presidential debate, with 10 opponents trying to cut into his lead for the party's 2016 nomination. In advance of the debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library near Los Angeles, some of the contenders say Trump's views are, or were in past years, more aligned with liberal Democratic positions and out of the mainstream for the dominant conservative Republican base of voters. CBS New York Times poll this week showed him with 27% support, just ahead of the 23% for another political novice, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.